You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park for the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon, brought to you by Arbella. And we have a good news update from the tote board. We are up over $3.8 million. That is $3,869,895. We are heading toward our goal by the end of the show of $4 million. Help us out. You can text KCANCER to 56512. You can call 1-877-738-1234 or go online to jimmyfund.org. We talk to Alex Kaur every week, but this week for the Jimmy Fund Telethon, we have something special for you. So the Red Sox manager is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow. Alex Kaur and Joe Mazzulla sat down with our friend Megan Ottolini. She called it the Coach's Corner. They talked about their relationship together and their interesting perspectives on life as head coaches, championship coaches in Boston. So we give it away to Mego, Alex Kaur, and Joe Mazzulla.
Welcome, everybody, to the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Coaches Corner. We are so lucky today to be joined by manager Alex Kaur and, of course, Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. So, guys, with the 23rd WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon Radiothon, I just want to start out by asking you, and I'll start with you, Alex, since you're a many-year participant in this. What does the Jimmy Fund mean to you, and why is it important for you to be part of it?
I learned very quick how important it was, these 2 days in 2005 when I got traded to the Red Sox. I had no idea or a vague idea about the telethon. And then, you know, I was part of the Red Sox from 05 all the way to 08. And, you know, you just understand that you have to do your part, you know, from a kid that lost his dad when I was 13 to cancer, you know, that was eye opening, right? And life changing, and just gathering information and understanding what it means to the region. You know, those 2 days when I play, when I coach, there's no excuses, right? We our structure is so important, right? Especially in 162, we do everything the same, everything. I was talking to Joe yesterday. He asked me, what you do during the day? I get here at noon, meeting at 1:30, batting practice at 5, and then game at 7. And it doesn't matter, you know, like to do this now, it doesn't bother me. You know, you could tell me 9 a.m., 1, p.m., 5 o'clock, I'll do it, you know, because I got to do my part, and I love this 2 days here in Boston.
How about you, Joe? And how much have you learned about the Jimmy Fund? Obviously, you grew up in the region, so I'm assuming that you're aware of it before you got into the world of Boston sports. But now that you're a part of this community in a professional sense.
Yeah, I mean, growing up in the region, you understand the importance of that and how it brings people together. But you really see just how the Jimmy Fund can have a positive impact on something negatively that affects so many people. And losing my dad to cancer as well during the pandemic, just having an understanding of the toll that can take just on one person, but on a family. And then to know that there's, you know, a fund out there, to know that there's people out there, to know the field of medicine that Boston has and that New England has, to know that there's so many people and so many events that are looking to flip that negative into a positive, and just knowing the impact that we can have on that is super important. But touches home to my heart, and stuff like this is important because you know that you can give back to people, and you know, that's what I love to do most.
Thank you for sharing both of those personal experiences. Joe, you talked to family, and so many families come through Fenway in these 2 days and share their stories. What is the importance, do you think, that you, from your personal experience, want to impart and share out there about the support that these families need, in addition to the patients who are bravely fighting these battles against cancer day in, day out, but the support that Dana-Farber and the greater Boston medical community lends to these families, why that's so important?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to the patients initially, right? I think the love, the empathy, the understanding of kind of what they're going through and being there for them. But what you realize, and I realize it too, is as much as it impacts the patient, it impacts the people around them so much. And not just, it can be many different ways. It can be emotionally, it can be mentally, it can be physically, it can be financially. And so there's so many different ways that a person in a family can be impacted by something like this. And I just think it's our responsibility to help in every way, to help physically, to help mentally, to help emotionally, to help financially, spiritually, to try and help as much as we can in the many different areas that people are impacted by it.
So speaking of family, there's this greater family of Boston sports, and we got a glimpse of you two last night sharing some moments at Fenway Park. Saw some Celtics players, I believe Luka Garza, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, was out there taking BP at Fenway. What do you gain? And I'll start with you, Joe, since you were there just last night. What do you gain? What do you learn from stepping into another coach's shoes or just seeing how they do things? We've also seen you out at training camp, for example, and vice versa, with Mike Vrabel visiting the Celtics practices. What do you learn from spending time with other teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to the foundation of the fund and cancer research and why we're here today is having an understanding and a perspective of what other people are going through and how to build connections. And I think regardless of if it's coaching, if it's medicine, if it's just life in general, we all use the same principles. We all use the same values, the same mindset to try to become better and to try to build relationships and build a community. So anytime you can step into environments where you can support someone that's going through what you're going through, you can learn from. I think we all have gifts and opportunities to make each other better. So just being there yesterday, you're able to connect to the city. You're able to connect to the players. Being with Alex, he's able to give me different perspectives. And so I think just building those connections, with people, I think is the most important thing. And really grateful that we have a city to where we could do that. You know, we've all been successful on and off the playing field. And I think it's our responsibility to share that and make each other better.
Yeah, Alex, have you gotten a chance during your time here, I'm assuming, to go out to different teams and spend time with different coaches? And why is that valuable to you?
Yeah, I've been with Joe. We went to the practice facility, I want to say, 2 years ago. Then they invited me to their coaching development, which is, I think, is outstanding. It's something that we probably going to adopt. I'm a big believer that, yeah, we're going to make our players better, but also we have to make our coaches and myself better. And we got to do it through the organization and obviously connecting with other organizations. For me, first of all, big fan of Joe, the way he goes about it, it's very similar to my situation in 2018, right? We come into a team that had big expectations, you know, and the players did their job, you know. But just being around him, being around Brad, you know, I have learned a lot about connection. We have structured a few things in our...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
In our environment, based on what they do over there. And I'm very pleased to call Joe my friend and my partner, because what he's done the last 2 years with Brad is something that we want to do, right? And this year, you know, we are doing a good job. We still have 35 games. I call it 75 days, hopefully, right? And pull something big here in Boston. And, you know, some of the things that the principle that Joe has, you know, I have mirrored that and try to apply it in my area.
Yeah, so you bring up a good point there, Alex, that both of you got your start at the professional level, you know, the pros here, the big four sports as head coaches in Boston. We're very lucky. We're very happy to have you both in those positions still. But I'll start with you there, Alex. How different do you think you are from your first year that you were in Boston as a head coach? How much have you changed?
More humble. I learned, you know what? I learned a lot in 2018. Yeah, it was a team that everybody, it was win or bust, right? Supposedly, right? And what we did in the regular season was amazing. And then in the playoff to beat New York, Houston, and LA, that was great. In 2019, I got the, you know, the humble experience, you know? I remember saying, we're going to run it back. We're going to do the same thing. This is, supposedly it's going to be easy, and it wasn't, you know. So I learned a lot. More mature, obviously, learned a lot in 2020 after the suspension. Came back in 21, and I have a different perspective, not only for the what we do, you know, the Red Sox and obviously the Celtics and the Patriots, but the city. You know, this is a city that has embraced us, you know, has adopted us. You know, we love it here. We won't live here in the off season. I promise you that. We'll go back to the island, go back to Puerto Rico. But I'm enjoying it now. You know, regardless of the results, I'm enjoying it. I can go and have, you know, conversations with fans and, you know, go with the family and have dinner, and people will come up to us and we don't have to be shy about it, right? We belong here, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it every second. I can tell you that whenever I get out here at noon, I'm ready to go to Fenway and enjoy the whole experience, because you never know what can happen in the future.
How about you, Joe? How different do you think you feel in the job now versus your first year? How much do you think you've changed?
I think even if you were to ask me this question 10, 12 years from now that I changed, that you're always evolving, that you're always growing. And that's why I think it's important to have great relationships and great people like Alex, like the Red Sox. Like yesterday on a game day, for them to be as welcoming and teaching and insightful into how they go about doing their things was really special. And we get that in many different arenas in Boston. And so I hope that I'm always changing and evolving. And I think I'll always be a product of just the people around me. And like Alex said, when I take Sturrow to go to the Garden every day, I try to take it all in because it's a dream scenario. It's a dream job. And you don't know how long you're going to have it, but while you do have it, you got to make it better. And so I've been blessed to have a great staff ever since I've been here. Been blessed to have great players, been blessed to have great alignment between ownership and front office, which is a huge thing for success. And like Alex said, the community has taken me in, and you try to build that connection to where we all have the same mindset and we all think the same way here in Boston and New England. And you know, you just hope that it leads to long-term success. So really grateful, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
So along with all of that, you guys have both won championships for this city, which fans will be endlessly grateful for. But I wonder, because it's Boston, because of the precedent that your own franchises have set with those championships, I'll start with you, Joe. After you win, how big is the pressure to win again? Or do you feel that there's a different kind of expectation in Boston that you'll win more than one, especially with a couple of stars or one group that you have in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think before you even step into the expectation of the city or Boston or the organization, you have to have that for yourself. And so regardless of where I would be coaching, I would expect myself to want to win more. If not, then you should just kind of retire. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, if we're going to keep going to keep coaching you and being around people, you have to have the standard and expectation to push yourself. That what you're doing isn't good enough because there's more out there. So as long as you first have that expectation for yourself, for your family, for your players, your staff, your people, no one else can put more expectation than what you have on yourself. And then what the city brings is just it's an ownership and a responsibility. And I don't think there's anything cooler than waking up every day knowing that you have a responsibility to a city, to an organization, to move it forward, to leave it better than you found it. And you leave it better than you found it by going after winning for as long as you can. And so to me, I couldn't imagine being somewhere where you don't have that, because it brings the best out of you and it brings the best out of the people around you. And it builds a love and a connection that, you know, that we have.
What about you, Alex? You just talked to, hey, 2019, maybe a little bit of a harsh lesson. Do you still feel that same pressure of, okay, got to go out, get another ring for the city?
I don't see it as pressure. I see it as a luxury. You know, I got my standards. And, you know, when I decided to be a manager in the big leagues, is to win as many rings as possible. How can we accomplish that? Like Joe said, you surround yourself with capable people, obviously players coming to play. You have to have good players too. But every day that I go out there, there's not a thought of, like, we're not winning a World Series, you know. And we understand that this is a grind. It's 162. And this and that, but our expectations is to win it all every year, every year, every year. If not, like Joe said, you know, I can be home with the boys right now, you know, throwing them batting practice at 5 o'clock, you know, and try to make them World Series champs. But right now, my job is here, and I love it. One of the things, and we talked about it yesterday, the fan base, it means so much to us, not only personally, but for the group. You know, and I've been talking about it the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Fenway Park right now is very special. The Garden in the playoffs is very special. And I think, you know, they really don't understand how important they are. You know, the city, the fan base, the way they push us every single day, especially in our sport. You know, 162 is hard. It's very hard. And when we go out there, I remember as a player, I will go there a little bit tired. I didn't feel great physically. I will go out to run sprints at 6:45. And it energized me, you know, the fans and Fenway and all that. And that's happening right now. You can see our players. They go out there early. They start getting ready, and they get it. So, you know, we have a job to do. But without them, this is not possible.
So, Joe, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, because you're a Rhode Island guy. Jason Tatum was out in a community event a couple weeks ago, and I think he said it might have been like his first time in Rhode Island. So I want to ask how that's possible that you haven't gotten him down there before, and just a check-in on behalf of fans. We're all thinking about him, how well he's doing right now, and just his mindset going into this calendar year.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing well. Obviously, everybody saw that he's walking. So he's got great people around him. He has a great mindset of, regardless of, you know, the offseason is a time to get better, whether that's mentally, physically, emotionally, on the court, in the weight room. And so he's checking all the boxes, doing everything he can, you know, to get where he needs to get to. And I'll have to bring him to Federal Hill, you know, down there for dinner one time.
Any shout out to any restaurant in particular you want to give out there?
Oh, no, I can't just pick one.
Can't just pick one. Okay. That's a very diplomatic answer. Well, thank you guys so much again. We really can't say enough how much we appreciate you joining in on the Jimmy Fund and giving your time here. Some really great insight from the unique Boston sports community and the fraternity of our coaches. Again, if you want to give to the Jimmy Fund, you can text to give any amount, K Cancer, to 56512, or call 877-738-1234 to make a donation. Thanks so much again, guys.
No, thank you. And again, like, the people that are going through this, they're the real champions, and they show the real things that go into winning and competing, because they're fighting for their lives, and the people around them are fighting for each other. And so those are the things that make the stuff that we do better. And I think that's important for people to know that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, from my end, all the volunteers, everybody that is involved, thank you. You guys make us better, and keep going. Let's go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.